Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships. So Valentine's Day is in 2 weeks, and one question that always comes up in long distance relationships is, what do I get my boyfriend? We know the struggle and we have the solution. This is literally the one product that's appropriate for every guy on the planet, regardless of his interests. So you ready to have your problem solved and your prayers answered?
We've partnered with Ballsy, the company with over 200,000 satisfied customers who've made it so you never have to give a crappy gift to the man in your life ever again. So what's on offer here? It's actually a gift set of three products. And the set is called I'm Nuts About You. How perfect is that? So the set includes a ball wash, simple enough. Think of a shower gel crafted especially for the baby making engine. Then there's a nut rub, which is a solid cologne to keep the plum smelling nice and sweet. And this cologne is available in 6 different scents. And finally, there's a sack spray, which is a portable deodorizing spray for the nuts. That'll be ideal for those hot days, long car trips, and even after the gym. Although if you're adventurous, you could spray it on before some fun time too. And Ballsy knows how sensitive and important the stones are, which is why these are free of parabens, sulfates, and synthetic dyes. Actually, these are high-quality products made with plant extracts and essential oils straight from the USA.
And if none of that takes your fancy, there's a secondary gift set called the Your Incredibles, which is 3 of the Nut Rub solid colognes and a limited edition Valentine's only scent. Sound good? The set comes in under the $50 price point to begin with, so it's super affordable, which is always helpful. But we've also got a code that'll get you 20% off. Just visit ballwash.com and enter code marriage20. That's ballwash.com and code marriage20.
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 62 of From Long Distance to Marriage. We are going Valentine's Day themed because it's just around the corner.
As you could tell by the intro.
Yes. But one thing we wanted to talk about is to touch on something we discussed in a very, very early episode, and that was the love languages. And it occurred to us as we were talking about Valentine's Day and, you know, how couples celebrate and how couples don't celebrate, that for some people, it might be really difficult to find a way to do something for Valentine's Day that's actually meaningful to their partner. And so we thought it might be really helpful to roll that in with some examples of what acts you can do to match the different love languages. So if you don't know your partner's love language already, it would be helpful to roll back to episode, I believe, 3, maybe 4 of From Long Distance to Marriage, and have a think about doing that with your partner, sitting down and finding out what your love languages are if you haven't done so already. But just to give you a quick rundown, there are 5 love languages, and people fall into one of the 5 categories, maybe combination of 2, but they are quality time, physical touch, gift giving, acts of service, and words of affirmation. Do you remember what yours were?
I think I was a combination.
Yeah, I think you were acts of service and physical touch. And I think I was acts of service and words of affirmation. But, I mean, they're pretty self-explanatory, but obviously quality time, if that's your love language, it means that you like, what you really value is that one-on-one special time with your partner. Physical touch, that one's pretty self-explanatory. Gift giving or receiving, so you feel like someone gets you.
Physical touch, it's probably worth mentioning that's not just sex.
Oh, of course, yeah, sorry, I thought that was, yeah.
I think it probably is obvious, but I think some people may use that as a, oh, you have to wank me off, I'm physical touch. And
it could be a kiss on the forehead, it could be,
it could just be like having your hand held or a hand in the back pocket. I think it's just general contact.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one. So don't let someone bully you into things you don't want to do because they claim it's their love language.
True, true. Gift giving, so I guess that should be gift receiving, and that doesn't necessarily mean big, lavish, expensive gifts, but that can be very small, thoughtful notes and surprises and things like that.
Yeah, I think gift might be the wrong word for that. I think it's kind of just showing thoughtfulness
with objects of some sort.
Yeah.
Acts of service, so that's, you know, oh, he could tell I was really stressed out, so he did the laundry for me, or he picked up the kids, or, you know, she ran all the errands that I usually do, things like that. And words of affirmation, which is, I think, a bit more verbal, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Reassurance. You know, I love you. You're this, you're that. Just really talking about, you know, different aspects of the relationship. So what we wanted to do is go through, for this to be helpful for you, you should have an idea of not only your partner's love language, but also yours. So, yep, pause if you haven't, go back, do the test, and then come back and join up with us. So if you want to do something for your partner, maybe you don't want to spend a lot of money, maybe it's not in the budget for you this year, maybe you want to do something that shows a little bit more feeling than just the typical dinner date, roses, chocolates
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, because the thing with that is there's no real thought in that.
It's enjoyable, but yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's enjoyable, and you know, there's plenty of people who enjoy it, and that's fine, but if you say, if your partner isn't very happy that there's a bunch of flowers and a meal, that's valid too, because it's like, oh, well, of course you did that, it's Valentine's Day, like, there's no thought required in that. Yes, there's a degree of effort in it, but there's nothing personal in it, there's no, what will they really like today?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. If your partner, if your partner's love language is quality time and you don't get that, then a special date night could mean all that.
Yeah, yeah,
it depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
But I think just doing it as the bog standard, this is what is expected of me. You know, I buy her a pair of earrings, I buy her roses, and, you know, we do this every year. And also, if you've been doing the same thing every year for a long time, sometimes those are kind of protected traditions and people really enjoyed those, but maybe it'd be nice to shake it up as well,
yeah,
and try something
saying.
Different.
You know, intention's important, and it's not enough just to do the thing. You can do the thing, but your partner still has every right to say, well, it's a little bit hurtful because, you know, you didn't think about that. You didn't do that because you thought I'd like it. You did that because chocolate, flowers, and a dinner on Valentine's is just
what's expected.
It's not even what's expected, it's just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every restaurant is saying, oh, come and join us for Valentine's Day, it's a special menu. And, you know, flowers, chocolates, meals is just kind of standard. It's the cliche. So,
but there's also nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong
like
with
them,
that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if your partner says, oh, actually, you didn't really feel like you put much thought into that,
mm-hmm,
that's fine. It's not about the thing, it's about the intention and the
yeah,
thought behind it.
And the partner's needs too.
Mm.
So what we wanted to do is kind of try and give you some inspiration for date, gift, gesture ideas for each of these categories. So that's why it's important that you know what your partner's love language is. So if your partner really values quality time, then yeah, maybe a date would be a good place to start, or maybe a night away somewhere. Or, you know, we talk a lot about our blackout nights where
mm-hmm.
we put our phones away. We, you know, mute our Apple Watches so that even if the phone's on the other side of the room, we're not getting notifications. Sometimes we turn on, we don't do anything with the TV or the movies stuff, but sometimes we do. And it's just as it's putting a bubble around yourselves, sending the kids, if you have kids, to the grandparents for the night or to the babysitters, and just really being present with one another without distractions. So that's one way that you can spend some more quality time together. It could be something a bit more long-term that you want to introduce, and your gift on Valentine's Day is that you're going to implement this throughout the year. It might be, you know what, every Friday we're going to do this, or it might be every Saturday morning we're going to have a coffee date, or, you know, whatever that is.
Yeah, I read something the other day about someone who said they did have kids, and they said that they, I can't remember what it was, I think maybe they hadn't spent much time together, so he was in the shower in the morning, she got up early, then she needed to join him, and so it was the most intimate moment they'd had in ages. Like, they were just talking there, they're away from the kids, and they've decided to make it a weekly routine.
Mm, that's nice.
But you know, if it's quality time, if you've got the money for it, I think nothing really compares to being away from home,
mm,
like a hotel room, go to a restaurant, because you've got fewer distractions, and we always find it feels different when you're somewhere new. Yeah, so if you're able to do that, not necessarily every week, if you just do that as a one-off.
Or yeah,
then,
even Valentine's Day.
Even Valentine's Day, yeah, if you can book a hotel, then it, I don't know, it just feels different.
I think we did an episode back during the summer on this, on, you know, kind of the importance of romantic getaways. And it doesn't even have to really cost you money if you get creative or you find the opportunities. What inspired us to do that episode during the summer was Rich's dad and stepmom went on vacation, and they live in a really cute town. They have a really nice house with a beautiful little garden, courtyard area. And they said, oh, you know, you're not going away this summer because we went to America a lot, you know, this past year. So feel free to come down to the house. We could take our dogs with us. And even though it was a family home, you know, it was just us. Everyone was gone. You know, we wandered the town, went to coffee shops. We read a lot out in the little courtyard area. And it was just a really nice two-night getaway. And the only thing it cost us was, you know, buying food. You know, we didn't have to pay anything because it was free.
Yeah, and if you haven't got family members like that, then, you know, you can go camping. The point is just kind of get away from your normal four walls, normal distractions, the temptation to have the TV on and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, like you said, just reset.
Yeah. So if your partner falls into the second love language, which is physical touch, that could be something like a really romantic massage. You could have, now I'm going to go TV.
Yeah, it can. But I think for this one, I think the key to this one is that it's not a one-off big thing.
Absolutely.
I think the main thing here is that you, and it's kind of nice if that's your partner's one, it's almost an easy win because it's real easy to it's free, but it's really easy to be, if you're not long distance, you can do this all the time. Like we said before, you can hold on, you know, we do it all the time where we drive in and have a hand on the other one's leg. Well, it's easy to touch each other if you're in close proximity. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you're out together, you can put a hand in the back pocket, you can hold hands, you can hold pinkies, you can, you know, you like it when I place my hand on your back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to touch. So yeah, massages and all that kind of stuff is really nice. But I think the way to approach that one is building small habits.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's one where you have to do it that way for it to make any effect. I think, you know, a weekend away or a big gift has a bit of a lingering effect and you think, oh, that was really nice. And then you don't necessarily need that straight away again. But I think physical touch is something that, you know, should be woven into that relationship on an ongoing basis. So it might be something that you launch on Valentine's Day with a nice massage or something that incorporates physical touch, maybe getting some flavored syrups and things to use in the bedroom, chocolate.
You mean lube?
I was thinking more like chocolate sauce and stuff. You know, you can get like sexy sex sauce.
Sexy sauce.
I just found our next business venture, sex sauce. Something like that to start it, you know, so you can still give them a gift on Valentine's Day that incorporates or is physical touch, but then you need to continue that and make sure that, you know, the next morning you come down and if he's taking out the trash can, you pinch his butt. If she's doing the dishes, you know, come up and wrap your arms around her waist. I mean, those things go a long way. And like Rich said, it's not a difficult one to do. Mm. There's nothing really stopping you. Gift giving. So if your partner likes getting gifts, then
again, I think gift is fine, but it's easy to be kind of overwhelmed at the thought of, oh, I've got to keep buying gifts. Mm. I view it more as, like you said before, you'd like it if, like little notes and stuff like that. And I'm not very good at it, but I think that counts.
Yeah, it does.
It's just anything, like you said before, maybe an object, but anything just to say, I was thinking of you. I saw this and I thought of you and I got it for you, or I was out and I was thinking of you. And you know, I think maybe it could even include like texts and voicemails. And if you just leave the voicemail to say, I was thinking of you, I wanted to leave you this voicemail. If you're long distance, it's a really, really good one as well, because you can do that when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And they wake up and it's like, oh, that's nice.
And I mean, you've done it for me before where you stopped at Starbucks on the way home from work and got me a pumpkin spice latte during, you know, the fall.
When they're in season.
Yeah, during the fall. And you came home and just kind of tried to find a way to keep it warm and stuff. And it was really lovely. You've come home with a couple bath bombs for me before. I come home with your favorite chocolate, or like you sometimes really fancy a Dr. Pepper. So sometimes I just buy. So it doesn't have to be big stuff.
It's just like I said at the beginning, it's intent, and it just really the gesture there is, or the thing that's nice, the thing that the person who likes to receive these quote unquote gifts is really, they were thinking of me.
Yes, it's the thought behind it.
They were thinking of me and did that next step of letting me know.
It could be throwing a note in their lunch that they're going to take to work. It could be surprising them at work for lunch.
Leave a note on the bathroom mirror, like in
and lipstick or in steam. Yeah. It could be picking a flower on your walk home and, hey, this is pretty and I thought you'd like it. You know, it could be picking them from your own yard, what have you. But I think it's just the little things that count. And again, that's something that is great to do on Valentine's Day. You know, Valentine's Day is a time when you can get more of a gift, traditional, whether that's chocolates, flowers, jewelry, books, candles, music, whatever people want. I don't think you have to stick to just the traditional things.
Yeah, and I think there's danger in doing that as well. If you were, not necessarily the traditional things, but if you were to say, do you know what, I can afford to buy gifts, I'm going to do that. It's kind of dangerous territory because same thing as I said about the meal and the chocolates and whatever for Valentine's Day, is it very quickly doesn't become thoughtful. It's not about I was thinking of you, it's, oh, it's been a month since I bought you the last bit of jewellery, or, you know, and it's not necessarily thinking you would really like this, it's just thinking, oh, I've got the money, and money kind of makes it easier to be thoughtless in that sense. So there's the thought there of saying, I'll get you this, but you haven't got the thought of, what do you really like? And sometimes, you know, in that sense, not having money can really force you to be creative and really force you to pay attention.
But I remember times when we were earlier in our marriage and, you know, didn't have as much in the way of funds readily available to us and for, you know, for fun and excess. And I remember sometimes you would, and you would have some extra and you'd say, I want to buy you something today.
Yeah, but it's the frequency.
Yeah.
I'm saying as if it's all you do, as if you say, I won't leave you notes or write you a message on the mirror or
any other things we said.
Or not because I buy presents, but I won't do any of that because I've got the money to be able to afford to get presents, and I'll just do that all the time. It's going to be stuff that you want, but it's just, I think quite quickly, it's just, you know, I suppose it's almost like spoiled children. Like you can see when kids are spoiled, it's like, oh great, another thing. Like you don't really appreciate that anymore. You realize that there's not really much thought behind it. It's just, you know, it's just, I think there's truth in that. Buy gifts by all means, but instead of buying one every time, a couple of times a year maybe, or you just say, you've been talking about wanting that for a little while and I got it for you. That's really nice. Really different than, I won't really think about what you would really like.
But it's also taking advantage of things that you can do, making a mixtape or mix CD or just a playlist on Spotify, things like that. But you're both really into music and stuff like that. Or it could be getting them a gift, but something really unusual that you wouldn't normally associate with the kind of gifts you would give a partner, you know. So maybe they're an artist and could be like, this is just really random, come to me, but like if they need a new easel and they, you know, it's one they've really wanted for long, like really listening.
And if they haven't got the money for something and they really want it, like take that example.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if go and get yourself a manicure, like here's the money, or,
yeah,
you know,
pamper yourself.
Anything like that, I think is great. But I suppose what I'm saying is you don't want it to kind of cross into like sugar daddy territory. I can't talk tonight. But if it's just like, oh yeah, I want to get a manicure every month and I just know he'll pay for that.
Yeah.
That's very different to, oh, I really want a manicure. Okay, go and treat yourself. It's on me. I'm just saying there's a distinction between the two.
Absolutely. Let's give a quick reminder on our partnership with Ballsy, ending your worries about what to buy your husband or boyfriend. You can get 20% off of their I'm Nuts About You gift pack, which contains washing gel, solid cologne, which comes in 6 scents, including citrus and cedar, forest and fields, ocean and air, smoke and suede, sun and surf, and a limited edition Drift and Dunes. Also, it comes with a portable spray to neutralize any odors. The little guys spend a lot of time tucked away in cotton, so this is a good thing to have handy.
And aside from being an obviously good idea, I love how fun this is. It's definitely going to help increase intimacy and bring you closer together. And I can just imagine the conversations alone are going to be new. But if you're separated by distance, I can also see the couples having a lot of fun with pictures and videos of the guy using these products. And if you're in person, it's an obvious opportunity to rub that cologne on for him.
Actually, if you're planning on spending any time in this nether region, with your choice of those 6 cents, you may not want to come back up. Just be warned, neither us nor Ballsy can be held responsible for testicular-induced suffocation from you wanting to inhale those great scents all the time.
So, to get a gift set for your man, visit ballwash.com and enter marriage20 for 20% off. He'll owe you a great gift for your next birthday as a result.
Right, so the next love language is acts of service. So this
blowjobs.
Richard. Acts of service can be blowjobs. can be cunnilingus. No, I don't know that sexual favors do that. That's physical touch, isn't it? Whatever. I don't know. You're confusing me now.
I mean, this is the thing as well. There's a vague. Yeah, but that's what we're doing this episode, is to bring clarity. And we don't even know the answer.
No, we don't know what the fuck we're talking just about all the time. No, acts of service. This is a really good thing. Again, you know, kind of like physical touch. If it's something... If your partner's love language is physical... why can't I talk either? If your partner's love language is acts of service, that's something that you should do pretty regularly to reinforce, I love you and I notice that you need this and I'm doing this for you.
Yeah.
So this, if you know, if that's something you want to be better at, you don't do, or you hearing us talk about it, it's going, oh shit, yeah, I should be doing that. She's always asking me to do this, or he always wants me to do that. Then again, start with Valentine's Day by doing something. And this is kind of where the cliche but very cute coupon book can come into play.
Yeah, and maybe I'm in a cynical mood tonight, but again...
You're always in a cynical mood.
I think, again, it's important just to kind of stress that... Don't let your partner say, oh, I need acts of service to be their way of saying, you need to do everything.
No.
It's your turn to do this and your turn to do that, because I need...
Valentine's Day episode, stop being so unromantic.
Well, it's not just Valentine's Day, though, is it? This is ongoing. Like you said, you can use Valentine's Day to start these positive habits, but don't think, oh, I have to do dinner every night because that's my act of service. Okay. Maybe that is. That's, you know, if that's your arrangement, fine, but it needs to be give and take.
You're not a little chubby Cupid, are you?
No, I'm not. No, no, just chubby.
No, you're not. Anyways, what would your examples be of some acts of service? I've already
given one.
Blowjobs?
Yeah, blowjobs.
Is that all you've got? Dig deep.
Acts of service. Do you know what? Like, I think it's any number of things. I mean, if you haven't got the distance, I've done things for you in the past. I've cleaned your car. You know, I was...
When was the last time you did that?
It was a little while ago. I remember I was doing mine. I don't mean washing it. You go to the car wash for that. But you had all the leaves and stuff inside it, and I vacuumed it out for you.
Sometimes you scrape my windscreen when scrape it's your windscreen. Icy.
I did that really recently. Yeah, so I think acts of service are just little things like that. And it's probably kind of blurred lines with gift giving. If we're talking gifts, can be any number of things.
Mm-hmm.
The acts of service I see is doing something for that person to them, got to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're... Or that you just know would mean, you know, so you got in that car, those leaves didn't stop you driving, but you got in the door, it's like, oh, this is really nice and clean, and it made you feel a bit happier.
Mm-hmm.
Scraping the windscreen, you would have had to have done that. So I took that away from you needing to do it. Or it can just be, I know that they like to... they're like a clean house, I'll do this bit of tidying. Or I know we spoke about this in an episode... I can't remember what the episode was, but we mentioned how, you know, you may dislike doing something and the other person hates doing something. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they hate taking out the trash. That's my act of service. I'll take that out because mm-hmm. I don't like it, but they hate it. And you can apply that principle across the board. I'll do this because I know they really hate doing that, and I'll take that away from them. So acts of service can just be that.
Yeah, and it can be something you may not even realize is an act of service, but unfortunately, I think traditionally, acts of service have been placed as like a feminine thing to do, even though there are stuff like, yeah, men might put gas in your car and things like that, but I think the role of service in the house, a lot of people assume, is the feminine role, and it shouldn't be that way. An example of that is that you were on a business trip this week and you were going to get home late and it had been a couple days of traveling and you were going to be exhausted. And I said, okay, what dinner do you want me to have waiting for you? Mm. Not.
And then when I said, you're like, well, I can't do that one.
No, I said, I don't know if they had that at the store that I was going to. Yeah,
but no, you're right. That's a good example.
But I could have said, no, stop and get yourself something at the drive-thru. Yeah, and you could have done.
It wasn't particularly late. It was just... two flights in 2 days, quite a bit of driving, a lot of meetings. It was just kind of tiring. So, yeah, you actually could have said, oh, stop and get something. It wasn't, it was what, 8:15
about in the 8:30, evening when I got home.
So it wasn't too late, but yeah, it's nice. And it's just, again, that's taking something away from me to have to then think about It's yeah. more kind of, yeah, people can underestimate, I think, mental taxation. You know, decisions can be quite tiring. So if you're tired and you have to make decisions, it's like, oh, I just can't deal with it. And so if you're able to say to someone, I'll make that decision for you, or I will do this so you don't have to think about it, that can really make a big difference.
And I find that especially true and important for me, because being quite an anxious person, the thought of having to make a decision or organize something or make a call to, you know, whether it's like I had to call our health insurance company this week, that can really stress me out sometimes. Yeah. Just because it's an anxiety thing. It's not really,
but it's a really well-known thing. I mean, people wonder why Mark Zuckerberg wears the same clothes every day, and he said it's because he's one less decision he has to make every morning, and you can save that energy for the important decisions later in your day. So if someone's able to say to you, oh, don't worry about that, I've got it covered,
yeah,
it actually frees up just some energy.
Absolutely does.
And potentially saves some anxiety or stress, because the more tired you get, you know, the more frazzled you get, the more overwhelming trivial things become. It's like, oh, I don't know, I can't think what I want for dinner tonight.
Mm.
So that's a really good act of service.
Yes. And the final language, l'amour, is of love.
Oh.
I'm being Italian. I'm being sexy in Italian is words of affirmation.
Okay.
What would you do for me if I needed words of affirmation?
I would give you affirming words.
Like a song?
No.
A poem?
Where's it? I think that's just kind of making someone feel good, isn't it? You remind them that they make you happy, or that you love each other, or they're pretty, or whatever. And or I think maybe people don't often hear enough the things they do. I think maybe people hear quite a lot that I love you and you're pretty and all the things I just said, but maybe they don't hear as much I'm proud of you. I'm happy I'm with you, or
you're smart.
You're smart.
You're impressive.
I think, you know, the common thread through all of this is intentionality, and maybe the intentionality with words of affirmation is kind of just saying, I notice the things you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how hard you work to support us. I know how hard you work to pay for those plane tickets to come and visit me because we're long distance, or, you know, I know how hard you've been working for that promotion, or I noticed that you've really been making more of an effort with giving me things for my love language, you know, whatever it may be. I think it's just kind of showing I noticed and I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. And that's really
and you
important.
And you're good and you're important to me, and I think you're sexy and whatever. And it's just kind of making, I think I see that as lifting someone up in their confidence.
Yeah, and I think that that's one, even if this isn't your love language, in terms of positive communication in your relationship, that is vital.
Yeah.
Just because you need to know that what you're doing and your efforts and that, you know, what you're spending your time on in this fucking life is being noticed by someone, and that it matters and that you're seen and appreciated. And I think everyone probably needs that a little bit more than they're probably getting.
Mm-hmm.
Even if your partner's pretty good at it, I think humans need that. So yeah, hopefully that's helped people, bit of inspiration, different ways to bestow love and maybe gifts on your partner this Valentine's Day.
Well, and on the subject of gifts, we can just remind through the advert that we've had that we have our 20% discount code with Ballsy, which I do think it's fantastic. And
our guide,
obviously. But I was also going to say that for anyone who hasn't seen our recent emails, one, if you're not on our emails, go to the website longdistancetomarriage.com and just sign up on any of the boxes. But we mentioned in there that we now offer coaching for couples, for individuals in the context of the relationship. Worth mentioning, this isn't therapy.
No.
So don't think about it as therapy, counselling. This is just coaching. This is, I would say it's the things we kind of discussed in our podcast, but in a really personal, one-to-one, specific way that deals with your scenario. So, you know, I think this episode's a pretty good example of it. It's, you know, this is the situation we find ourselves in, and then we can advise on ways that, you know, the efforts you can make, the things you can do to maybe ease some tension or to make the other person feel valued, or putting a plan in place for how you're going to maybe close the distance, all that kind of stuff. So it's not therapy, it's just coaching in the same way that you would have a coach for other areas of your life.
Or a way that, you know, you might talk to a friend and mentor who's, you know, maybe a step or two ahead of you in some ways.
Yeah, our whole approach to this is that we, long distance and marriage, you know, long-term relationships in general, they can be difficult. And this is about us sharing our experience and the knowledge we've acquired through
struggles,
fights and struggles and learning, and passing that on. So again, it's not therapy. Don't think of it as counselling. But if you need any advice and whatnot, then get in touch with us. Send us an email.
We are here.
Or send us a message. And we are here. We'll discuss options. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Until next week.
Bye, guys.